And where to begin? The four guests suggested going back into time in 1942, 5 years before the famous Roswell controversy, to the night of February 24th, 25th, 1942, when America's 37th Coast Artillery Brigade fired 1,430 anti-aircraft shells at a UFO moving slowly over Santa Monica, California. For tonight's Coast to Coast audience, Linda has posted the very famous Battle of Los Angeles photograph that shows spotlights and artillery fire aimed at the UFO, along with newspaper headlines, a 1942 eyewitness account provided by Bruce Maccabee, and documents that have surfaced about correspondence between President Franklin Roosevelt and his Army Chief of Staff, George C. Marshall. Let's start, of course, with Dr. Wood about what happened in the early morning of February 25th, 1942, and also turn it over now to our friend Linda Moulton Howe.
And thank you, George. And this photograph and these amazing documents and this eyewitness description that Bruce Maccabee has provided are right now at earthfiles.com. All you have to do is go to www.earthfiles.com, click on the headlines page at the top. It'll take you to this report, and you can look at what we're going to talk about. Going back in time to 1942 to something that really was a surprise to me, that we learned that right after this amazing battle, quote-unquote, Battle of Los Angeles, that President Franklin Roosevelt and his Army Chief of Staff were corresponding within a day after, apparently, there was a disc discovery, and it was described as being of interplanetary nature. And Bob Wood, could you start and explain for the Coast audience who might not know about this amazing 1942 battle that took place right out here over the Santa Monica Mountains, what happened and how did you get those leaked documents and what exactly do they say?
Well, it was a very visible event with thousands of people over the what now is the Los Angeles airport saw this object being fired at by anti-aircraft guns, and this photograph that you described shows it very clearly. In fact, if you enhance it a little bit, you can actually see the image of a craft inside the searchlights that are illuminating it as the anti-aircraft shells are going off. So these thousands of people saw it, and of course George Marshall, who was the Chief of Staff, had to tell the president something, and so he wrote a memo that was secret only, that was a very innocuous memo that said, hey, no bombs were dropped, we fired 1,430 rounds, no casualties, no planes shot down, and nothing lost. However, obviously, there was a secure communication, a phone or telegraph, between him and FDR. Telling FDR something more was important, because that led to a memo that FDR wrote 2 days later on February 27th that said, hey, we're going to consider the disposition of the material in the possession of the Army. And what turns out that a week later, why Marshall wrote a letter that explains it a little bit, and the bottom line is that they recovered one craft in the San Bernardino Mountains, and the Navy salvaged another at sea. So that's really what happened in that week.
And Bob, it says in that document that I'm looking at, not only, quote-unquote, the Army Air Corps also recovered a similar object in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles, and that's a quote. And another quote, mystery airplanes are in fact not earthly. And according to secret intelligence sources, they are in all probability of interplanetary origin, unquote. If this is in the Marshall-FDR communication that was highly classified, then what you're saying is they already were very skilled in putting out the innocuous document the day after on channels that were not secure.
Exactly right. They did, however, classify it secret, which was basically a cover to make people think that it was, you know, the real thing.
And in my research, I've learned 6 people died, 3 from a heart attack, 3 apparently from a variety of things like a crash, something falling on them. As you pointed out, and as Bruce Maccabee in supplying that eyewitness account, Bruce, maybe you could go a little further with looking at this photograph, which at earthfiles.com, it is enhanced, and you can see what looks like the shape that the eyewitness used, lozenge, which is almost diamond shape.
Yeah, right. Actually, you can get some other views if you, on the Coast to Coast AM front page there, if you click on my name, Bruce Maccabee, that'll take you to my website where you can look at further enhancements. It's a interesting situation that you have these beams from several different searchlights shooting up into the sky, and you can see where the light from the beam is, indicating that there's dust or smoke in the sky, so that reflects the beam, and that's how you can see the beam of light traveling through the atmosphere because of light bouncing off the particulate matter in the atmosphere. And it gets up to this region where the object is, all the beams converge. They all seem to stop about at the object. None of them really go past it. And if you look at the picture with varying amounts of enhancement on the picture, you can see that there seems to be something there which is almost like absorbing light or preventing the light from traveling through it at the very least. You also see little bright spots, which we presume are the explosions going off and bombs bursting up there near the object. They would be creating smoke as well as the powder, the shell powder burns. So there would be the object up there with a lot of smoke around it. The story is this object took only 30 minutes to travel about 20 miles, 25 miles. So it was going rather slowly, giving them plenty of time to zero in on it and fire their guns.
And Bruce, isn't it remarkable that if you take the time from the newspapers, the whole incident lasted about 38 minutes. This, whatever it was that was taking all this artillery round, went unscathed in the sky, and yet there had to have been thousands of people out there watching. Why do you think that there was, so far, only one photograph surfaced?
Well, I don't know. How many people would have had cameras out there to take photographs? But with the one photograph that we have, taken by a news reporter, the reporter, as I understand it, had to leave his house and travel to some location. At that time, Los Angeles was in blackout condition, so you drove along. If you did drive, you drove with your lights out.